The National Audubon Society recently issued a report that says about one quarter of all U.S. birds need urgent help because of threats like loss of habitat. The list of troubled birds in Wisconsin includes the greater prairie chicken, the golden-winged warbler, and the red-headed woodpecker. Audubon says it appears the White House is paying attention, as the Birds Forever initiative in the President's Interior Department budget would put $36 million more towards wildlife refuges. There'd be another $8 million for monitoring and assessment of birds and joint projects that help migrating birds. The Bush administration has occasionally focused on birds that are hunted, but Audubon Society Bird Conservation Director Greg Butcher says the new initiative would help a variety of species.
There's always a lot of help for wetlands birds, and that's going to include ducks and geese that are hunted, but it's also going to include herons and terns and a variety of rails and other species that aren't hunted. So it's a very habitat-focused initiative.
Butcher says two programs in Wisconsin may especially benefit, an Upper Mississippi Great Lakes Region joint venture, and one for wetlands purchase and habitat restoration.
There's a lot of habitat restoration going on in Wisconsin, a lot of work in wetlands habitats, a lot of work in grassland habitats, restoration of savanna habitats, and any of those projects have the chance of being helped.
Congress still has to act on the budget, and Democrats are concerned about some proposed cuts for other environmental and energy programs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.